Hey everyone, my name's Jonathan, and I want to share my greatest fear in life. The fact is that I'm not scared either of the monsters, darkness, or even expulsion from school most in the world. My biggest fear is my little sister, Gloria. She holds me and our middle brother, Arthur, at bay. I had a 5-year age gap with Gloria, but this didn't stop her from becoming a leader in our family. I am not kidding. It seemed to me that she became the main member of our family from the first days of her life, and that's not an exaggeration. Judge for yourself. Before she was born, the whole family could sleep with pleasure until lunchtime and did not even think that the birth of my sister would change it. But Gloria had never woken up later than 6:30 in the morning, and it was her aim to not let anyone sleep longer than her. At first, we hoped that she would change and we would be able to make her follow our sleep schedules. After all, there were 4 of us against 1 little girl. No such luck. On the contrary, we had to get up with her at 6 a.m. again and again. In fact, she turned the whole family from night owls to the early risers. Also, since Gloria was born, she used to achieve her goal by any means necessary. For example, when Gloria wanted my donut, she did everything to get it. And it didn't matter for her that for this she had to claw out my eyes or shout so lustily that even our neighbor's ears suffered. And if Gloria wanted to beat me or Arthur for some reason, the bruises and abrasions were a certainty. Besides, she didn't let anyone go until she noticed that that's enough. Parents usually said that Gloria fought to the last drop of her blood, and this was true. Now, let's get more to the point. The fact is that for about 5 years, it was fun and amusing to watch a strong and invincible sister, but later her behavior became somehow sad and scary. And the reason was that over time, she had more strength and better accuracy of blows. Besides, she became crueler and more hurting. I started to think that it was impossible to find common ground with her. I would never understand at what moment I could fall into the disgrace of Gloria. Her mood could change several times an hour, and it was just terrible. For example, we could play her toys peacefully, sitting next to each other, and the next minute she would throw her dolls into my head, and all I could think of was to survive. Once, my mother's friend came to visit us with her daughter. This girl was Gloria's age mate. For some reason, the adults decided that it would be interesting for the girls to play together. But Arthur and I knew that this was not a good idea. And we were right. Just in 10 minutes after the start of the game, we heard screaming and crying, and then rushed into the girls' room. When we came in, we saw that Gloria was dragging her guest by the hair. At that, my sister kept saying that the girl would never dare to contradict her, and if Gloria said that she would play with this bear, then she would play with it. Nobody could pull my angry sister away from the poor guest. Gloria let the girl only when she decided that it was enough. That was such a shame. Damn, Gloria, why couldn't you be a normal kid? When my sister went to school, we fell into a new circle of hell. At school, Gloria became an absolute authority among the lower forms, and even boys were afraid of her. Gloria used to start fights, riots, and showdowns almost every day. As a result, her teacher tried to invite either me or Arthur and ask to talk to our sister so that she would not disrupt lessons and would not offend anyone. The teacher did not take into account the fact that we were also afraid of our sister and couldn't influence the situation at all. So we just used to come to Gloria and sit in silence for several minutes, then return to our classes. And her teacher could not understand what was happening, why we didn't react to our sister's behavior. One day, Gloria's teacher said that if I didn't do something to Gloria right away, he would invite our parents to the principal to talk of expelling my sister from school. So I had no choice and was made to talk to her. No more than a minute had passed after I began to talk to Gloria, and she lashed out on me and shouted that I had no right to teach her how to live. I don't know where this little girl got so much strength, but she then beat me up very much. I know that, as a rule, boys are physically stronger than girls and so on, But the fact is that, firstly, boys should not hurt girls. And secondly, there is so much spirit in Gloria that I am sure that she cannot be defeated. In short, our parents were still asked to transfer my lively sister to another school, but this did not change anything in her character. Her classmates still complained about her, and the school administration dreamed of getting rid of the hooligan student. Arthur and I had nowhere to go, and we understood that we would have to endure her to adulthood. Sometimes, when my sister used to come home in a bad mood, she could start nagging me. I knew how it would end and just asked her to stop and go to another room. I could also leave myself, but it angered her even more. In those moments, she grabbed my t-shirt and asked why I was leaving her. She was just unbearable. Soon, Gloria started having problems with the police. My sister even passed mental disorder tests, but the doctors found no deviations. At that time, she was already 10 years old, and the child services threatened to take her to a school for troubled teens constantly. We could not allow this because we loved this little creature and just asked her to control herself. But it was like she didn't want to listen and kept offending people around her. Broken things, broken glasses, bruises, torn hair were just some of the complaints about Gloria. One of her classmates' mothers even called her a little monster and said that our family brought up a real tyrant. We could understand her feelings, but what could we do if we were victims of my sister's abuse ourselves? But one day, Gloria and Arthur quarreled. Arthur took the pen from his sister without permission. When she noticed it, she started to beat him. Of course, personal belongings cannot be taken without permission, but Arthur's nose was broken for such a fault. And we had to take him to the hospital. Gloria remained at home. Parents were very angry with her and said that she would be deprived of pocket money and walks for a whole month. As it seemed to us, these threats affected her because when we returned home, she apologized to Arthur and said that she was very sorry and promised to become a better person. We couldn't hope that Gloria would change, but we were wrong. It's a paradox, but my sister changed. After Arthur's broken nose, by the age of 10, she developed empathy for people and stopped feeling like the center of the universe. Finally, she realized that others could also be hurt and offended, that people around her could also suffer, and she just couldn't cause trouble for anyone for no reason. Since then, we have received no complaints from Gloria's school anymore. Her teachers could not understand what had happened to her. It seemed as she was quite a different person. She not only stopped offending other children and starting fights, but also began to protect the weak and put bullies in their place. As it turned out, we could not only fight and play survival with our sister, but also talk peacefully and even make friends. We started walking together and sharing secrets. Although I still cannot believe that Gloria has changed and a quiet life has begun in our family, nevertheless, we sincerely hope that she will remain a kind and sweet girl forever.